5. Okay, we'll go for it. Wait, this meaning will action.
Consent.
Got it. Yeah, I got it.
Do you consent?
Does everybody have to consent? Because that'd be good.
Well, in Pennsylvania, it's a one-party state, so...
We are the Incredible Critics, incredible not because we're great, but because our credibility should seriously be in question. I am Ben Franco. This week, we'll know what we're talking about when you know what we're talking about. Joining me, as always, Tim Lasers Gruber.
Pew pew, Ben.
And Frankie, number two, Fusco.
Hey, Ben.
Now, I'm just looking at this. It says that we're live, but...
But are we live?
We may not be live. Who knows?
It says live on Facebook.
I got a notification. It says now.
Okay. All right. Well, as long as that says now. I'm just saying Zoom says we're not live.
My Zoom says we're live.
Oh, mine does.
I'm sorry. The Zoom website.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. No, it shows us. It's how you have to connect, Frankie. It's how you have to connect. You
do that. That's what I pay you for.
Zoom. It's how we connect.
Ooh. Not a sponsor.
I like that. That's good, though.
Sponsor.
That was good, though. I have a screaming child in the background.
I hear
that. Oh, I thought that was a rabid cat.
Well,
no, we had Jude wake up at like 3 a.m. last night crying for no reason.
No reason. Isn't that the worst?
We just
now left him. Do you go in there or do you just leave him?
No.
Yeah.
No, because he, for the most part now, sleeps through the night totally fine.
Yeah.
So just leave him.
Kaylin, for the first time since she's been sleeping through the night, so since like she was like 8 weeks old, woke up at 5 o'clock in the morning the other night.
Mm.
It threw us both off. We're like, what is this? Baby, it's
what's
not
happening
daytime yet.
Yeah.
And then we wanted to get angry about it. And then we were like, oh, wait, this is the first time we've ever done this. So
yeah,
we're not going to get angry at you. So we kept her. We thought about getting rid of her, but we kept her.
That's good.
Yeah. We were going to the fire station anyway for a fall festival. But then we were like,
what? Fall we'll festival?
Speaking which of fall festivals, better? Tim.
Which one was better, Frankie?
Who
the
wore
lame best? Fire station one or the one at Connection Church?
Definitely the one at Connection Church. I'm not saying it because I didn't go to the fire truck one because we decided to keep Kaylin.
Okay.
So, didn't want to get tempted.
Okay.
Hang on, Tim, you got Frankie to go to church?
Yeah.
Outside
were
of
you giving away iPods?
Outside.
No. Whoa. We were giving away Eagles tickets. Did you enter to win that, Frankie?
No, I did not.
Okay, because you didn't win. So
yes.
I think
you wouldn't have gone.
You could have scalped.
Felt bad.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I would have felt bad. I feel like there was a long line of people trying to take a picture of that barcode, and
the QR code.
I'm gonna be the one that's gonna win it, and I'm gonna feel bad. So,
you know, not as many people entered.
I didn't know you possessed the ability to feel bad. This is breaking news.
New happened when I got kissed.
This just in.
That sounds familiar. Yeah, we used to. Have something to put noise?
Yeah. Something. Good.
We used to. Hey, I got to say, though, because of Fall Festival, I got to have a special lunch out today. And I got to advertise the Incredible Critics podcast.
Wait, so your church threw a giant free party for like a couple of thousand people on its property.
Yeah. Yep.
And then to celebrate your party, went out and had another party.
We went. No, it was not really a party. Honestly, the service was really bad. The service was really, really bad.
The service was
It was so slow. We got there at like 12, and we weren't back at church till like 2, and it was one exit from the church.
Oh,
it's not, like 5-minute drive. It was bad.
Right.
Anyways, the food was okay. Thought it was pretty good. But I got to advertise Incredible Critics, and I got a few questioning looks from people who knew about the podcast who were like, you still do that? Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, we don't even know why we still do the podcast.
Not sure.
To be fair, Brittany asks every week why we still do the podcast.
Every week, she's like, you still do that?
Aaron still does not know what time the podcast starts because I was upstairs and I was in bed after I put Kendall to bed, and she walked in around 7:50 and she's like, are you in bed for the night? And I was like, no, I had the podcast. And she's like, oh yeah. What time is that? 8 o'clock. same time every week.
You would think 230 episodes in that would probably sink in. But well, she has had two kids in that time, so I'll give her a pass.
Fair.
This time.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's actually, yeah, we don't, mommy brain is a scientific fact. Okay.
Sure.
It's a real thing.
I'm not doubting it. I'm acknowledging it.
Brittany has reminded me multiple times. Your brain shrinks when you're gonna have a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And what I wonder is where are
Frankie's shrink?
Yeah, where are the tests to that actually test the father's brain?
Yeah, mine definitely shrinks.
Brittany said they're always shrunk.
Oh, that's
true. She's still laughing at herself. We play Fortnite. Okay. She's actually listening to the podcast.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. I think of my brain as more of a grower. Baby!
It's a child.
Here's my child that won't sleep.
Yep. Hi.
Oh, were you trying to climb out of the crib? Can you wave?
Hi.
Can you wave?
She can't say hear hi? Us because Ben has
no. But she's like loving looking at
you. Can you say hi? All right. So she'll be joining us for the rest of the podcast. Oh, she doesn't want to
speak. Fine. Look how quiet she is. Why can't she all join us?
I know she wanted to talk about Batman and Dune.
She did. Mm-hmm. She was really a big fan of the new Batman trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I won't do the voice. So, I don't want to scare her.
I got headphones in. She won't hear you.
I don't know. Kids have better hearing than dogs at that age.
So that's Mr. Frankie. That's the one that I told you about. Stay far, far away.
Yeah.
Hi. Yeah.
She's like, okay.
Yeah. If you can. That's Mr. Tim. He's okay though.
Yeah.
Okay.
She can't hear us. Incredible family. They can't hear what we're saying.
Yeah.
No. Not even
only Ben can.
Not even a little bit.
And that's debatable. Ben definitely doesn't listen.
Well, I mean, I was going to say, I can hear it. Do I pay attention?
All right. So I guess we're talking about Blippi.
What?
So the Blippi tour. It's coming.
What?
It came around.
That's not what we're talking about.
No, it's not what we're talking about.
No. All right. Let's talk about something else.
Okay.
Somebody's been watching something. What have you been watching?
Tim, go ahead.
Okay.
I was watching. Hey, Brittany and I just finished Leverage Redemption, the second half of the season.
Ooh, I don't know what that is.
It's okay. Have you guys heard of the show Leverage?
Nope.
So, really?
No. Should I have?
What was Leverage on originally? TNT or something? Maybe. Leverage was a cool show. Like every episode was a con/heist.
Okay.
And it was a group of
2008, like five seasons.
Yes. It was a con artist, a grifter, a master thief, a tech person. And I probably said grifter. I didn't mean to say that. And a muscle, like a guy who could beat up anybody. And so it was like this group of like Ocean's 11, and every week they come together, and their whole thing is that they all used to be master criminals in their different fields who come together to help people out who got wronged. And
was it a sci-fi show?
No.
What channel was it?
It sounds like a TNT show.
TNT. Oh.
TNT. Okay. I knew it was one of those non-major networks.
But yes. So it's basically back. It's like Leverage 2.0. It has one season, like 14 episodes.
Back on TNT?
No.
Actually on IMDb TV. So it's essentially
IMDb Prime. Has a TV station?
It's Prime with like two or three commercial breaks is what it is. Because Amazon owns it, so I don't know.
It's
Amazon's
very weird. Doing.
Anyways, but it's the original like showrunners. It's it's almost the entire original cast.
Whoa,
that was a child.
Oh, nice.
Sure, blame the child.
She was calling you. She's wrapping you up.
So,
yep. Like, Land is playing. Come on, Tim.
Yeah,
that is. It's interesting though because TNT is owned by ABC, I think. So, the fact that it's on IMDb TV, which is owned by
I don't think that's true. Is it true?
Let's Google it. I'm like pretty sure 90% TNT is sure.
Not connected at all to ABC or Disney. So,
but Turner Broadcasting owns TNT.
Yeah.
TNT, TBS.
TNT knows drama. It's definitely a Warner property. Anyways, the long and short, it's on IMDb TV. It's free. I don't think you have to really know what's going on to check it out.
This is like technically like a sort of reboot.
It's a soft reboot. Yeah.
You want to hear it too?
Noah Wyle is in this season. He was not in the original show at all. He's like the new guy. Okay. To replace somebody that died, evidently.
There's Rock in the AirPods, so she can hear you now.
Nice. Hi.
Can you say hi?
Hi.
Can you say hi? Wave.
Hi.
Up here. Wave.
I like those Christmas jammies.
They're actually seahorses.
Oh, from here it looks like.
Yeah. I can see ornaments.
Yeah, ornaments and candy canes.
Yeah, okay. I could see it. I could definitely see it.
Oh, well.
Frankie, you been watching anything?
That's it.
Whoa. Yeah, sorry. Good. You liked it? Like Leverage? That's it. Did you watch all of it?
It's good. Watched it all.
It does have, like, its fan base is very vocal.
And it's like
random... big as much as vocal.
Yeah. Yeah, probably.
Like, the people that like it really like it.
I think it does have a big fan base that's just spread over people who don't normally all watch the same kind of things. Because like your brother-in-law loves this show and we love the show, but we definitely don't watch the same things.
Yeah. Okay. Normally. I could see that. So, yeah.
I don't know.
That, and I feel like it's either people that are like die hard about the show or have never heard about it. And there's very few in between.
Yes. It's TNT. I mean, they know drama.
There you go. Frankie, you been watching anything?
Yeah, I have been watching more episodes of the...
I just want to point out that Clara took out the headphone as soon as we threw it to you.
Ooh.
As soon as she's like, I'm okay.
TV shows, I've been watching the same stuff that we've talked about previously. What is talking to me?
It's my Siri, sorry.
Oh my God. If you don't want me to talk, why'd you even come to me with the question, Ben?
I mean, if I don't want you to talk, there are other things I can do. So it's just me and Tim now. Frankie's waiting.
This is the pre-show all over again.
Frankie's in the waiting room. I put him in timeout.
Oh, that's all. You just put him in timeout. That's nice.
Yeah, I put him in timeout.
Hey, Ben, what have you been watching?
Let's let him back in. He'll be back in a moment. Okay, so Frankie, that's what happens. Okay, do it again.
Okay,
do it again.
I own the Zoom. I'm not sure if you realize that Frankie is a sponsor. So
Frankie pays for it.
You can shut the whole game down. All right,
it's true.
Oh, she does not want you to listen to me. There we go. Hi. Hi.
You
say
word.
Hi.
See, say hi. Did you say hi with your words? No, it's too late for that.
Hi. Oh, we got a wave, though. There That's we all go. That matters.
Yeah. Look at that.
She is just as confused by me as her father is. Anyway, TV shows, I haven't watched anything new. Followed up on the third episode of Ghost on CBS. Still killing it. Great show. You guys are going to love it. Ghost. Yeah, yeah. You weren't on. We talked about this last week, but it's with the girl from...
iZombie
and Christmas Prince.
Oh,
yeah, and she.
Your home girl.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She inherits a house that so is.
This haunted is by why... ghosts. Oh yeah, it's haunted by ghosts. She hits her head.
Yeah, she dies for a little bit and then comes back to life, and then now she can see the ghost.
Yeah, it's a remake of a British show.
Makes sense. Probably was funnier in England.
And drier, have though. You started Dark Season 3?
No, I have restarted Family Guy.
I hate so much
season
about
one
the things that you choose
to just
to
be something that I watch in the background while I do other things because just kind of going back. You know what does not hold up?
Most Family Guy.
Yeah, that is not that cannot be.
I mean,
anymore. I'm surprised they still air the episodes.
It is like
in a very cancel culture. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It's like 13 seasons or 14 seasons.
Yeah, but it's spread out over like 20 years because it was off for a couple of years.
Yeah, it's rough, rough times. But I did watch Free Guy as far as movies go.
Yeah.
Nice.
I was a big fan.
Yeah, it's good, right? Like kind of a surprise.
Yeah, I thought it was great. I was a big fan. Thought it was funny, entertaining. I definitely went in there with a low bar and it surpassed it. So I would tell anyone, if I have to tell people to watch something or not watch something, I would say watch it.
Nice.
What about you, Ben? You been watching anything?
Well, first, I guess we'll start with, I watched the Apple event. All but the last 10 minutes of the Apple event today, announcing the new MacBooks.
Fun.
The crazy thing is this child. Prices. No, I'm okay with that. Yeah.
The AirPod 3s.
I was going to say, you can max out the brand new MacBook Pro for like $6,000.
Oh, that's lower than I would have guessed. I would have put it closer to 10.
Yeah, surprisingly.
Outrageous.
But that's like 32 gigs of RAM and multiple terabytes of hard drive space.
Nice.
Like, why?
I mean, I like the new MacBook a lot. It looks sharp. And like, the thing is, it's a good... Yeah, you don't want me to talk either. The thing is, it's a good return to form because like...
It's true.
You know, I have go ahead. Get it out there. Yep. I have a 2019 MacBook Pro. And
I have a 2010. I mean,
yeah, yeah. Like the thing about it is like, if you had asked anybody, any professional MacBook user, like what are the things that don't want to get rid of on a MacBook? They would have said...
The command
MagSafe and the MagSafe and the SD card slot, right? Like those are the two. Fact. We don't have big asks.
Yeah.
We just, you know, those two things, that's all we need. And what did, you know, Apple take out? MagSafe and the SD card slot.
I can't believe they had the SD card slot this long. I feel like that's something they would have got rid of a long time ago.
No, they did get rid of it.
But that's the 3 years ago. Used thing for any pro using a MacBook.
Right, 100%. And that's why Apple would get rid of it. They just do things.
And they
like that.
Did. And then everybody hated them for it.
Ah, okay.
I'm kind of surprised they killed the touch bar. Like, it's not bad. Like, I don't know who's been complaining.
Do you use it, though?
I use it.
I don't think it's bad. I just don't think it's, like, that useful.
Yeah, I get that.
Like it, I don't mind it. Like I don't dislike it, but it doesn't. It's not functional more than the function bar. Like it's not any more or less functional. It's exactly the same.
Oh, so they brought back the SD card spot.
Yes,
they brought back the
SD card spot. And HDMI and MagSafe. HDMI is like whatever.
When they got rid of MagSafe, was that like the last MacBook Pro? How long has MagSafe been gone?
It's
2017.
Yeah.
Okay. So like 5 years or 4 years or whatever. So, okay. What did they replace it with?
USB-C.
Yeah. You can just plug your power cord into any USB-C on the side and it powers.
Which that I actually
love. That part's cool.
You can still do that. So.
Which you can still do, but you need a different adapter or a different cable at that point. But, What?
Toesies.
Oh yeah, toes. Yeah. Hi. It's amazing how flexible children are. Like, look at that. It's
like Jello.
Bones.
How much sugar did you give her before bed? That's probably what the problem is.
Probably. I should probably avoid that.
If you've been switching a bottle out for Kool-Aid.
Yes.
At bedtime.
That not what you're supposed to do?
Nah.
Mind you, she's supposed to be asleep like an hour.
I mean, that's what Frankie does, but that's not what I do.
So. Okay.
Question, did they fix the base in the MacBook Pros? Because that's always been an issue for me. Like, the base, not enough base.
There's more base than ever.
More base than ever? Oh, nice.
The speakers on the MacBook Pros are actually pretty great.
That's awesome. Good.
It is. That's what I've been saying.
And they upped the microphone quality on the new ones.
Did they?
You know, I always thought the microphone, actually, that's a true thing. I could have told you that the microphone was crap, at least in my 2010.
The microphone on the newer ones is good already. Mm-hmm. It's actually way better than it used to be. The webcam is still garbage on most of them, but on the ones they announced today, it's a upgrade. I don't know. It's fine.
But I've been like shocked at how well the new M1 chip rollout has gone.
True.
You know, I bought this one shortly before the 13-inch came out, and I don't regret that decision because it's been like a year and I've gotten a lot of use out of this in the last year. Yeah. But like, I wish I had an M1 at this point, because it is shocking how well it's gone.
I'm in the same position. Like, I got this literally a few weeks before they rolled out the M1 13-inch, and the new chips are next level from the M1, which is crazy.
Well, I mean,
that they can even manufacture them.
I just love that they spent 20 minutes talking about chips.
It was like they just spent
20 minutes talking about GPU and CPU performance, and I'm like, yeah, yes, like this is.
I was gonna say, the thing is like, the M1 already is surprising everybody as is.
Right.
And normally I'd be like, well, they're saying it's 10 times faster with this and 10 times, and who cares and what does that mean? But right. Honestly, when they're saying it's like, it renders files 10 times faster, it renders video 10 times faster than the existing, it's crazy.
Huge.
Yeah. Yeah, they also announced those new AirPods. I know some people that were waiting to get AirPods until the announcement today, hoping that the new AirPods would drop the price drastically. Of
the old ones?
Yeah.
So
not really.
I can actually speak on this a little bit. So this is the one Apple piece of equipment that I invest in.
Yes.
So I had AirPods, the original, not the original ones, but like the second upgrade that they had, AirPod, right? The AirPod 2s. So had those are the first AirPods I bought. Absolutely love them. Yes. Sound was great on them, but the most important thing to me, which is great, is I have two phones. I have a work phone and a personal phone. I like to use them on both, and switching between them with any other headset is a pain in the butt. With the AirPods, they switch seamlessly. All I got to do is just open it up and click it, and it switches right over to it's phenomenal. I had those way longer. In fact, Erin got mad at me when I bought them because she was like, you're going to lose these. You lose everything. And they lasted for about almost 2 years or a year and a half or so. And then when Kaylin was born, I brought them to the hospital and I left them in the hospital.
No.
I never found them. So I go and I was like, you know what? I'm not going to drop another $150, $175. Yeah. Like, I'm going to try some of these knockoff headphones that, you know, are for Android that you find online for like $25 on Amazon.
Yeah,
how dark pods.
So here's the crazy thing about them, right? The sound on them,
Like a mono price headphone.
No, wait, in all seriousness, way better than the AirPods. Like, the sound was phenomenal. The battery life, phenomenal. Like, I went like a week without even charging these things. They were great. And they were only like $30. But switching between phones, impossible. Talking on them, horrendous. Like, the mic was horrible. Like, no one could hear you. You sounded super far away. And I got like three different kinds and I kept trying them. And I was like, you know what? Like, these are cool and all, but it's not helping me when I'm switching. So I didn't really care for it. And I went out and got the AirPod Pros. The AirPod Pros, awesome. Same thing, easy to switch between. Sound is better than those knockoff ones and better than the AirPod minis. They fit my ear a little different. I don't know if I care for them as much. I feel like the regular AirPods fit so much better.
Did you try the different ends?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
And they fit fine. They don't fall out. They're good. I like the way the original AirPods fit on my ear better than the rubber cap things.
Yeah.
And surprisingly, the mic, not as good as the AirPod 2s.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, like, when I talk to people, most times they're like, I can't really hear you, or can you talk up? Like, you sound like you're far away. where I never had the issue with the AirPods.
So that's a lot of information about stuff that they didn't announce today.
I know, but then they announced the AirPod 3. So I'm like, do I need to buy some AirPod 3s? I don't.
They're cheaper than the AirPod Pros because they don't have as much features.
Right.
Yeah. The features are really cool on the AirPods.
They look great, though.
Most of the features coming to the new AirPods are also or have also been released to the AirPod Pros, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think there's there's like one or two things that are different, but to be honest, with the like sound you already quality got and the noise cancellation audio. On the other, it's yeah. like yeah.
Yeah, so you're fine. But yeah, I mean I wish I had money to upgrade to a new MacBook Pro. But you know, give it a couple of years. Let them keep shaking out the wrinkles for
they're gonna keep
wrecking. Honestly, the price point not that bad for when you're used to paying the Apple tax.
Yeah, when you're getting a pro laptop from Apple on the regular
spending $2,000 is $24.99 a big deal. Well, that's for the 16-inch.
Okay.
Yeah. You can get the 14-inch for $2,000.
Okay.
So, hey, by the way, I'm on wired headphones, wired earpods tonight because I had to send my AirPod 2s to Apple for them to fix.
Oh, Frankie, let me also suggest
the microphone busted. Yeah.
Getting a case and a
So I have a case and I have tile for other things.
If you have iPhone. What is this?
Well, because Find My iPhone doesn't really help you when you need it to play a sound in the AirPod case because you don't hear anything. It's like,
okay. Yeah,
that's a good. I had the tile sticky one that I put on there.
Yeah,
and it fell off. It kept falling off eventually, and then I was worried about my kid eating it. But that's a good idea. Doing the keychain
lifesaver. Mm-hmm. I actually left it. If you can see all these scratches and stuff.
Oh, gosh.
It fell out of my car at Chick-fil-A and then got run over. And then I made it all the way back home before I realized it. And then looked at tile, saw where that it was back there, went back, found it.
Oh my goodness.
Still works.
I washed my AirPods in the washing
machine. I washed one of mine.
Yeah. And the dryer. No problems. They're fine.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. No, my microphone broke on both of them.
So my left microphone doesn't work because I sent it through the wash, but my right still does. So I just have to use the right side. But anyway, other thing I've been watching, I'll just mention it real quick, guys, because we're pushing a half hour. Squid Game, the hype is real. It is.
Frankie, did you watch one episode yet?
No.
Okay.
Watch one episode, and then I'll see you in 24 hours after you finish the other 7. All right. It's
next
a good
week,
vid angel.
Let's talk a little bit.
It's
more
a good vid angel. Okay,
we're going to start it this week. So
we're not
going
to talk about.
You haven't seen it yet.
I've seen so many spoilers. Like, I mean, I know most of the plot, but
oh well, that's a shame.
Because the internet. What are you gonna do?
You should. It is worth the hype. It is a good vid angel. It is on vid angel. So
there's so many good memes coming out.
It really is. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I compared it to my thought on it was it's like Lost if like 5 minutes of every episode was written and directed by the makers of Saw. Cause like it goes like real dark, but none of it is like gratuitous. All of it serves a purpose. And is like emotional, but is also like a little too dark for me. So I watched it on VidAngel and got rid of like all of the what they describe as disturbing violence. Frankie, you should really, I mean, give it a shot. I think
Aaron really wants to watch it, so I'm sure we will. I'm not really gonna have much of a choice.
And here's the thing, you've been hearing from people like theories and stuff like that. It is very straightforward. Like,
okay,
it is not ambiguous what the ending is. Okay. And what happens at the ending.
That's what concerned me because people were like, Squid Game theories, click here. I'm like, wait a second. I thought it was. No. Is it not over?
No, it is not like a Lost where you're like, what is this last? Like, what did I just like? No, it is very clear. They have very easy jump off points if they wanted to make new seasons, which I think would be really interesting. Give it a shot. I don't know the last time I binged something before.
So we don't know the last time you binged something.
I can't remember what I binged. But I binged Squid Game. It was
you don't even binge West Wing. You just take 2 years to watch the whole thing again. And then you just start it over.
It's true.
Really slow, like.
You're not lying.
Mm-hmm. So. You know what we should do? We should binge all the Christmas Prince movies. Just 1, 2, 3. Just binge them all.
Why do that when we could just watch?
Oh no, God! No, God! Sweet. Please, no! No! No!
Home Sweet Home Alone?
No!
Home Sweet Home. Is that like Sweet Home Alabama with Home Alone?
That's the new Home Alone. It comes out in 1 month.
Did you not see the new trailer for Home Alone?
No, I did not.
No, here's the thing. Here's the thing, on paper, not mm-hmm. interested in that movie at all.
Mm-hmm.
Once I saw the cast,
is too good.
I'll check it out.
Rob Delaney.
Okay.
Aaron from The Office.
Okay.
Jimmy Schmidt, whatever her name is. Ellie Kemper.
Ellie mm-hmm. Kemper, that's it.
One of the kids from Jojo Rabbit.
Okay.
I
don't know who that is.
And Pete Holmes. The parents.
Pete Holmes, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and
Allison B.
Yeah, she's a Beale? British. She's a no, British not, actress.
Yeah, she was in that show with
Cass Ant-Man. Is killer guys.
Ant-Man. What's his
name? Oh, she was in Ant-Man.
She wasn't in Ant-Man.
She was Ant-Man.
She was Ant-Man.
I mean, call me a purist, guys, and this is my problem: is they're gonna ruin it because to me, there is nobody. Like, there's nobody better. There's no movie that's better than Home Alone. What if
Macaulay Culkin shows up as Kevin McAllister?
That would be great, but I really want the kid from Home Alone 3 to show up because Home Alone 3 is the best Home Alone
out of all the Home Alones. We got to save this Hands for another down. Episode.
Hands down.
I think we'll have to save that for when we review the movie.
What a stinky, hot, garbage take.
I wonder, do I need to rewatch the first three Home Alones?
Yeah, I think you do before you watch this Home Alone. That's what we should all do. All
right, you'll hear our reviews of Home Alone.
Oh, Kenan Thompson. How'd you guys not start with Kenan Thompson?
He's not a main character. I don't know.
He probably makes a cameo. I don't know. Aislingby. That's it. Not
Aislingby.
That's it.
Yeah. Do you guys want to talk about the Batman trailer? I didn't watch
Ireland,
it, so
no, we can talk about it a different day.
Looks great. I'm excited.
Okay. All right.
We'll still go see it.
Yeah, it's Batman. This one's done by Nolan, right?
No, it'll probably be good then.
Matt Reeves.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, Matt Reeves. All right, Frankie, where can people connect with us and tell us what they think we should talk about since we have no idea?
Guys, go on Facebook. Incredible Critics, facebook.com/incrediblecritics.
We're starting the show over again.
That was so loud.
If you can apply to be our sound engineer at incrediblecritics.com/application.
If you're interested in engineering a show that nobody listens to. Like, literally, I would care about that error, except nobody's going to listen.
Brittany's listening to it in her head for the last 30 minutes.
She stopped 5 minutes into it.
It's still on while she plays Fortnite. I don't...
Okay. We are the Incredible Critics.
Aisling B is from Ireland, not England. So, I mean, don't mess that up. They get very upset.
I mean, she's from the UK.
She's from not America.
What part of Ireland? It depends on what part of Ireland. It
depends on what part of Ireland. Wars have been started over that, so don't even get... You don't want to go there.
I would like to go there.
Listen,
sometime.
If it gets people to listen to the podcast, we can have that controversy.
That's fair.